as far as, you know, the inflammation component and the oxidative stress component, we know it's able to easily pass through that blood-brain barrier. And actually, while it's passing through the blood-brain barrier, it can actually improve the integrity of that barrier, because, you know, a lot of people talk about leaky gut. Well, there's an issue with leaky brain as well. I mean, you can have different types of toxins and inflammatory substances that can get into your brain if your blood-brain barrier isn't functioning properly, and hydrogen can help to preserve the integrity there.
Hello, Awaken Beauties. Finally, it's here, the truth, to empower women to true inner beauty through healthy biology. And now here is your hostess, Cassandra Keel, your organic beauty and CBD mentor, helping you stay sane, get sleep, and bring your sexy back. Sponsored by evokebeauty.com.
All right. Hello, Awaken Beauties. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Cassandra, your organic beauty and CBD mentor. And today I've got something really exciting to share. In today's interview, I'm going to be talking with Jeff Taraday, one of the co-owners of TrueSe, who is the world's leader in molecular hydrogen. I personally found H2 through scrolling through my Instagram feed and finding one of my favorite biohackers friends, Thaddeus, and he had just discovered H2. So I love to research, and I got on the internet and I started to look through what is this molecular water. And when I landed on TrueSe's website, I was absolutely blown away. So many of you know that I formulate CBD products, and less is more, in my opinion. And I think Jeff would probably agree, which is why he backs TrueSe, is that, you know, the more that we can foundationally set our bodies up for success in becoming more resilient to everyday lifestyle in this modern world that we live in, the better we're off in being able to capitalize on getting our bodies to work more efficiently and biologically how they would at their optimal best. So this is one of the reasons why I wanted to invite Jeff on. The TrueSe team is one amazing team after being working with them for about 6 months now. So, you know, I just want to welcome in Jeff. Are you there?
I'm here, Cassandra. Thanks so much for having me.
Wonderful. So glad to have you. Thank you so much for coming on.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah. So trust me, everyone, Jeff is not just a water boy. He has much more background to him. Jeff Taraday is the co-owner of TrueSe, creators of the world's most powerful molecular hydrogen products designed to optimize your health and transform your life. Jeff was a reformed junk food addict and a hard-partying frat boy, and eventually turned into a wellness evangelist. Jeff has coached hundreds of individuals, both in private and corporate setting, to make holistic changes in their lifestyle. Jeff has joined the TrueSe ownership group in 2016, and they've been serving a wide range of individuals, from professional athletes to those with the most chronic illnesses. So, Jeff, welcome to the Awaken Beauty podcast. And before we jump into this scientific pool, I want to kind of just focus on you for a moment. Like, what bridged you from this aha moment of this partying frat boy into this wellness guru lifestyle?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. Yes. You know, it's interesting. I grew up in, you know, a very supportive, very healthy family. So I always had that foundation of taking care of your body. My parents are in their 70s, but look like they're in their late 50s. They're both extraordinarily fit and active and vibrant, which is great because I have two kids and I can drop the kids off from time to time, and they're able to handle it. I'm actually kind of an introvert, to be honest with you. And while I do love talking to people and communicating with people, I prefer the one-on-one interaction far more than being in a big party. You know, all those things formed bad habits. Luckily, I had some amazing people in my life to support me and guide me into the right direction. Some very close friends who had always been on the healthier side of things. My girlfriend at the time, who is now my wife, who gave me, you know, some much needed tough love about what I was doing, and also some mentors in my life who had been there for a long time. Some, you know, my parents obviously, but friends of my parents as well, who were kind of gurus to me. And I started just asking for, you know, information, asking for help when I realized that I needed to make a change in my life. And I was provided with some amazing books, some amazing bits of advice from these mentors, from this support system that I luckily had, and started just thinking about nutrition and health in a much different way than I had in the past. I was overweight and unhappy, and my skin was awful, and I was trying to, you know, do the whole cut calories or cut carbs and, you know, try and get lose a bunch of weight really quickly and trying to go for the six pack abs and all that kind of stuff. But once I started to make the mindset shift about nutrition being a foundation for the rest of your life and being therapeutic and potentially even preventive for chronic diseases, there's a huge, you know, light bulb went off in my brain. It was kind of like a switch just flipped. And I started to realize that, you know, life is not a Russian roulette game. You have a far more control over your health destiny than, you know, I originally thought I did. When it comes to cancer and heart disease and diabetes and neurodegenerative disease and all these things, I mean, of course, genetics plays a role, but genetics only loads the gun. The food and the lifestyle pulls the trigger. So once I started to realize that, everything in my life started to change because I just saw subconsciously that it was necessary for me to wholesale adjust my lifestyle and change the food that was on my plate, which really led to obviously a lot more energy and a passion that was ignited in me to learn as much as I could about health and nutrition and wellness and, you know, the subconscious mind and really every component that fits in with health that you can imagine. And I went back to a bunch of different schools to learn more and made a decision that I would pursue a career in doing something where I could teach people to feel as good as I started to feel. And, you know, for me, the weight came off really quickly. The mental clarity came back, the energy, which led to a whole bunch of other things. And even, you know, mood stabilization for me was a huge thing in my happiness level. And so I realized that if I could, you know, use these tools, use the knowledge that I had gained from my friends and my family and from the reading and research that I had been doing to leverage that into providing services of some kind to other people and make it a career, that I would find fulfillment in my life. And that's exactly what I've been doing for the past 10, 11 years now.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I saw in your background that you had gone to the Integrative Nutrition School.
I did.
And, you know, I'll share your passion because, you know, much like you, I looked at that school and I went back for functional medicine and we were probably on the same track, same time frame when raw foods came really popular. And then I became a raw food culinary specialist. And I think, you know, tell me if you agree, as you get down this path, like there's a physical and then there's like the spiritual tie-in. Like once you start waking up to the truth, it just like, it's kind of like Chinese medicine, right? So once you kind of, you know, start opening it up, there's just layers and layers and layers, and there's so much to uncover. And so you've been down this road, you've been doing health coaching. I see you have also a chef and kind of culinary, help people grocery shop. And kind of you've come to work with Trucy back in 2016, and you obviously saw something in molecular hydrogen that really had great potential to kind of, you know, to put everything into this bucket. And I've heard you speak about H2 molecular hydrogen being like the antivirus or the anti-Norton virus into the body. So just to welcome the Awaken Beauty listeners in, and thank you for your background, this really preps to what is the profound power that you found with H2. So what exactly is molecular hydrogen? How abundant is it for us? And then we can kind of go into how we get it into the body and really captivate what it does for us.
Sure. And let me just rewind for 1 minute and talk about how I came to work with Trucy very quickly, and then I'll segue into the hydrogen basics here. So when I connected with the CEO, Chris Kennedy of Trucy, it became very clear to me that the philosophy of the company was very much in line with my own in terms of, you know, having our whys very aligned, which was to have the biggest impact on as many people as possible in the most efficient way possible. And that's really how we've always measured our success as a company with Trucy, is not by how many sales we're making and not by our revenue and not by our margins, but by the impact that we're having on each individual. You know, I think, not to disparage other health and wellness companies, because there are a lot out there that are great, but in general, in the health and wellness business, there's a lot of things that are not what they seem, and people are selling pretty much the worst possible products that they can get away with selling. You know, maximizing their margins, adding in fillers, adding in natural flavoring, artificial flavoring, and different things that are just simply either not functional for the body or maybe even detrimental to the body over time in order to increase their profits, for lack of a better word. And we decided to go the opposite route and make the best products possible, because we felt that even if our margins weren't great, even if it took us longer to get to the places where we are, you know, eventually wanted to be, and even if it were more expensive for us to develop these products, we believe that if we have the best possible and most effective products in the world, then when we acquire a client, they become a client for life and they'll never want to go back. And in the long run, that's far more effective to build a company, but also just makes us feel really good. We were doing a lot of different things. We were actually doing very high-end skincare products, believe it or not, because you know, the skin is such an important organ in the body that a lot of people just completely overlook. And we were doing very high-end nutrition products. And we wanted to bring water in as this third component to kind of bring it all together. And when we started going down the rabbit hole of learning about different types of water and water filters, we ended up stumbling upon molecular hydrogen via a couple different serendipitous events. We had a couple old business partners and old friends in Japan who basically turned us on to molecular hydrogen while we were kind of looking for something else. We were actually kind of looking at, embarrassingly enough, we were looking at alkaline water machines. And we'll get into that later. I know you wanted to ask me about that. But once we started looking into what happens when you infuse hydrogen gas into water and get the gas into your body, and started digging into the scientific studies about why it was so beneficial, we realized that we had really stumbled upon something that would allow us to fulfill our mission in quite possibly the most profound way possible, because of how effective hydrogen is at the smallest possible level in the body, but also because of how easy it is to use. You know, there's a lot of different protocols out there and biohacks. I know you're into biohacking that are complicated and that are very involved, and they're effective and you feel a lot better. But for your average person out there, they're just either too expensive or too much to do or too time consuming. And most people just want to go about their daily lives. And frankly, everybody is kind of looking for that magic pill. And not to say that hydrogen is that, but it is the easiest and most powerful thing you can do, we believe, to improve your health on the smallest possible level from within your cells. And it's as easy as drinking water. And so when we started looking into it and looking into the studies, we realized that this was beyond a third component of our company. We really needed to pivot and dive in deeply and focus entirely on molecular hydrogen, because there was just, we started exploding in terms of, for lack of a better word, I don't like using explosion with hydrogen together, but our company really did start to grow quite rapidly because of the effects that we were able to have with these hydrogen products and because of the feedback that we were getting. And so we ended up just going full bore into the hydrogen industry, and here we are today. Now, getting to what is hydrogen, a lot of people take a look at that machine behind you and see that there's water on top, and automatically assume that this is some kind of water filter that's purely for hydration purposes. But that's kind of a misnomer. We use water, which obviously is critically important for health. We recognize that it's an absolute foundation of health, but we're really using water in this particular case as a delivery mechanism for hydrogen gas, which is simply H2. It's not H plus, it's not hydrogen peroxide, it's just H2, two hydrogen atoms bonded together. It's the simplest, it's the oldest, it's the smallest molecule in the universe, and it's actually the most abundant molecule in the universe. However, because it's so small and because it's a gas, it's very, very hard to come by on Earth because it simply just wants to escape and go off into space because it's not subject to Earth's gravitational pull. And, you know, there's really no sort of consistent source for hydrogen gas that's stable anywhere on Earth that you could find, with the exception of some of these, not to go off into a huge tangent, but some of these healing waters around the world. And this might sound a little woo-woo, but there is a scientific connection here. Basically, the story of how hydrogen gas, which is being used as a fuel in these new cars and is powering the sun, and astronomers are looking for hydrogen gas for signs of life on distant faraway planets, the way that it was discovered to be a therapeutic molecule in the body was because a Japanese scientist was given a grant to go to a bunch of different healing springs and healing waters around the world. There's one in Mexico, there's one in Nordenau, Germany, there's one in Lourdes, France, there's one in Japan itself. I think there's one in Pakistan, in I think the Hunza Valley. Anyway, there's these places where people, you know, flock to and make pilgrimages to, and there's all these crazy claims of, you know, it being close to the fountain of youth, and all these people who had all kinds of ailments and aches and pains being, you know, sort of melting away. And the scientists wanted to see, okay, is this all just a very strong placebo effect and testament to the power of belief, which, you know, I believe is a certainly an important thing to consider. But is there some sort of scientific physiological connection to these different healing springs and something unique about these waters that could really explain why people were making all these claims? And so he went around and collected samples from all these springs, brought them back to his lab, and he didn't find a thing. In fact, nothing was unique about this water until one assistant actually came up to him and said, "What if we're missing the boat here? What if there's some sort of a dissolved gas in the water, and by transporting it back to our lab, we're losing all the gas and missing out on the uniqueness of what's coming from these springs? Let's go back and test it at the source." And so they had barely enough money left to go to two of the five or six places that they had originally gone to. And they went back to those places, and both places, they tested the water right at the source, and lo and behold, there was high amounts of hydrogen gas there. And they were able to go back and get some more money and go back to all these other places, continually confirming the fact that there is hydrogen gas being produced somehow in these bodies of water. And so in 2007, the scientists started studying the therapeutic effects of hydrogen in the body, in lab studies, animal studies, and in clinical studies. And to date, now 11 years from that point, there are now over 1,200 peer-reviewed scientific studies and research articles and review articles on the therapeutic benefits of molecular hydrogen for over 170 different disease models in the body. Now,
Jeff, on that note, do you see the medical community kind of coming to awareness of these studies? I mean, there's a lot of studies, and from my recognition, this is basic science, but has just kind of been rediscovered or reintroduced into the medical mm-hmm. body of scientific literature. So, where do you see this? Given that you're with athletes, you're with mm-hmm. businesses, you're with, do you see traction in the medical community?
We do with the early adopters in the medical community.
Sure.
Integrative medicine practitioners, chiropractors, functional medicine practitioners, you know, elite level strength and conditioning coaches and stuff like that, although that's not technically the medical community, but people in the physical therapy world. the medical community in sort of the mainstream sense moves so incredibly slowly when it comes to taking the science and then starting to apply it into practice. And these studies that address molecular hydrogen are in major high impact journals. I mean, the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, Nature Medicine, the American Heart Association, the American Journal of Physiology, you know, Science Magazine, the Journal of Nutrition. So these are not fringe journals. These are really, you know, mainstream journals, but it just takes so long for the medical community to become aware of some of these things. And by the way, there are now about somewhere between 50 and 70, I'm not exactly sure the accurate number, but somewhere around there, of clinical studies that are currently ongoing in both America and around the world. So there's a lot of scientific momentum. I'm just not incredibly optimistic about how quickly the mainstream community is going to jump on board this. Right. Although I do think that eventually hydrogen gas is going to be used in hospitals. It'll be a medically approved device in America. It already is in Japan. They're using hydrogen gas for ischemia reperfusion injuries from heart attacks and strokes, which basically means, you know, once blood flow is stopped and you start the heart again, or you clear up a passageway, the quickness of the blood rushing through those previously blocked or sort of dormant pathways can cause injury. Hydrogen can protect against that. And so they're using hydrogen gas, both in hydrogen-rich water and hydrogen inhalation, in the hospitals in Japan for that explicit purpose. I will guarantee you that the usage of hydrogen gas medically is going to continue to grow.
Right,
I think the one of the things in America that might catch on quickly is usage for concussion recovery, which I think is going to be a huge, huge component of what hydrogen is going to be helping with.
Yeah. So we've talked about, okay, so what is hydrogen? We've got the two bonds, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a profound uniqueness to the anecdotal data, and something that Trucy is really a part of, as far as being very, very generous with getting the tablets out there, with getting the machines out there in as many hands as you possibly can to feed in that data. You know, set aside the medical community, this is how, just like I talk about in the cannabis world, it's also in the H2 world, is you are an early adopter, and so you have to become the collection and be proactive about, you know, really proving what it's doing. Now, the uniqueness with H2, and this is what really, really, you know, we've talked about the free radical theory and aging and in illnesses for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And what's so unique about H2, and what I see that's going on in the fitness industry and the supplement industry, kind of like you noted earlier, is we throw a little bit of this in and then we put in the sweeteners and all the additives to kind of go down smoothly. The purity of Trucy's tablets with a little bit of magnesium, or the purity of the water, which tastes phenomenal, by the way. We serve it to our clients at the salon, and I literally catch them. I'll get an update on my phone and it'll have them giving themselves a selfie and a boomerang in the back of the salon with their water on Instagram, saying how good it tastes. But back to my point is H2 is a selective antioxidant. And why I love this is because what I see going on in, I mean, I can look over at my shelves right now, is all the green drinks and the antioxidant waters. And there is scientific proof, just like over omega-6 to omega-3 can be pro-inflammatory. Too many antioxidants can then overabundant your system and take down its immunity power. So we still need free radicals in our body. But what's unique about H2, and maybe you can speak a little bit on this, is that it's selective. So that means that it's going into the body, it's squandering up all the free radicals that are causing harm, but then it leaves just enough so that our body can sustain the autoimmunity and protection that it needs to be resilient in everyday life. Is that correct?
Sort of correct. And I have to say that in previous podcasts that I've done and in the beginning of our research, we really were thinking of hydrogen as an antioxidant. And you're absolutely right that certain supplemental antioxidants do have a dark side. I mean, there's studies with beta carotene, for example, where isolated beta carotene given to patients with lung cancer was actually increasing their mortality rate, because beta carotene is not a selective antioxidant. It goes in and just kind of goes after all free radicals. The beauty of hydrogen is that it may not actually be an antioxidant itself, but it certainly functions like one. And what that means is the science really is starting to demonstrate quite clearly that hydrogen is a signaling molecule more than it is a direct antioxidant. So what it's going to do is it's going to go into your body and turn on the most powerful pathways of antioxidant creation in your own body, your endogenous antioxidant pathways. So creating things like glutathione, superoxide dismutase, catalase, so on and so forth. Now, basically, our bodies are equipped to deal with free radicals themselves. However, for the most part, our antioxidant pathways in our body are just simply not activating at the level of the free radicals that we're being exposed to on a regular basis. You know, every day of our lives, whether it's, you know, lack of sleep or stress or pollution or pesticides in food or, you know, UV radiation, environmental toxins, cigarette smoke, EMFs from electronic devices, and even exercise, for example. Exercise is damaging and creates free radical damage in the body. It builds up to the point where our bodies can't fully guard against it. But what hydrogen is really doing is, rather than acting as a direct antioxidant, it's just supercharging your body's own antioxidant pathways to help you restore your natural state of health, help you get to that level of balance and of homeostasis. And you're right, not all free radicals are bad. And I think that's a simplistic view of things that a lot of people do hold, is antioxidants good, free radicals bad, but that's not exactly true. I mean, there's, you know, nitric oxide, there's superoxide, there's a lot of different, you know, hydrogen peroxide, for example, is a free radical. All these things are present in the body that are, and are really important for proper function. If you had a antioxidant that was able to wipe out all free radicals in your body and wipe out all inflammation in your body, you would actually be a very, very sick person, mm-hmm. because a lot of what our state of health is truly designed to be is to be balanced, but also to be able to react to toxins and to stressors in our bodies. And so that's basically what hydrogen helps you do. And you mentioned the antivirus, the Norton antivirus type thing. Hydrogen will go into your body and it will sort of assess the amounts of dysfunction and damage and inflammation that's in there, and then will proportionally activate different pathways to help your body respond in kind. So if you're a really, really healthy person and really very close to your level of homeostasis, hydrogen is going to be a very mild effect on your body. And it's going to be pleasant, but not exactly like a crazy world-changing type scenario. But if you're very stressed, if you're very inflamed, if you're chronically ill, or if you're exercising and really pushing your body to, you know, the limit, hydrogen is going to act in this incredibly powerful way. So it's a proportional response to what's going on in your body. So it is kind of like this sort of smart molecule that's going to do exactly what it needs to do to help you be as optimally healthy as possible, but no more than that. Yeah, which is really cool.
That's great. And thank you for clarifying that, because, you know, I can say that simplistically, but
for sure,
there's an interaction with the body. There's, you know, we talk a lot about cellular communication, and that's really what it's doing, is it's talking to the body and telling it how to release its own mechanisms to work at its best. And glutathione, I mean, gosh, we know how powerful that is, mm-hmm. on the body, both for its antioxidant value, free radicals, to detoxification, you know. So there's this NRF2 pathway is so critical to so many elements in the mitochondrial cell to optimizing health. So one piece I've also heard is, you know, with exercise, and this is going back to your point, is it leaves its good aspects of the free radicals that we need. So let's say you have a really, really great workout. you know, if you're going to go in and try to squander up all of the recovery from after a great workout, you're not going to benefit from the tears in the muscle and the building up of the muscle that is needed. So, you know, based on performance, I know you guys are working with a lot of really high powered professional athletes. I see that movement probably moving very quickly. It certainly is better than Gatorade. But, you know, can you just give us just, you know, 1 minute on the recovery aspects as far as athleticism?
Absolutely. I think, you know, recovery is really the holy grail of fitness, because if you're able to recover more quickly and more effectively, your next workout is going to be more effective, or you're going to be able to train harder. And you're also going to prevent injury and overuse injury down the road. And so over time, maximizing your recovery is really going to, you know, improve your performance and your athleticism and everything in between. And so what hydrogen does is it does have this powerful anti-inflammatory effect. But one other thing, which are just a couple different polyphenols present in green tea, mm-hmm. hydrogen is the only anti-inflammatory thing that you can put into your body immediately after exercise that is not going to interfere with those hormetic benefits. And so a lot of the athletes that we work with are noticing that their recovery times are dramatically improving. Also, hydrogen does have a direct effect on performance as well. When it comes to muscular endurance, it's able to help your body use, your cells actually use lactate more efficiently as fuel. So it's going to delay that acidosis, which is the feeling of burning and fatigue in your muscles. So we have, you know, NBA players telling us, you know, after games that they feel like they're cheating because in the fourth quarter, they're just simply not tired, because with the muscular endurance and the recovery and also the focus and mental clarity that hydrogen can help you out with, because it is able to get into the brain so easily and affect the mitochondrial function of your cells and the communication between your neurons and the inflammation in your brain as well. They just feel like they're completely on point and in the zone all the time. And even towards the end of the game, or in the, you know, eighth or ninth inning in a baseball game, or in the fourth quarter of a football game, when most people are feeling gassed and, you know, ready to call it quits and pushing on their last legs, our athletes who are using hydrogen are like, yeah, I feel pretty great. Like, let's play another game, you know? Yeah. And so it's a really, really amazing thing to have these incredible athletes that we look up to start to use our products and tell us all these incredible things about it. So yeah, we're growing really fast. The problem with professional athletes is when they find something that actually really works for them, they actually don't want to talk about it that much because it's kind of a little bit of a secret. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we're working with a bunch of different professional sports teams, but we don't use that information for marketing purposes at all. Right. We really believe that just focusing on the athlete, focusing on the team, and having an impact on their performance mm-hmm. is going to eventually lead to the word getting out at some point, but we don't want to ruin their secrets right now. We'll let them keep their secrets for a little while. But I can tell you that there are some world-class, Hall of Fame caliber athletes out there in their primes that are using our products right now and thriving because of it.
Yeah, well, it's a drug-free industry, and it's critical to find every competitive advantage they can.
Huge.
So how about cognition, neuroregenerative power behind H2? Mm-hmm. You know, brains on fire and Alzheimer's, and this is becoming a huge epidemic. And, you know, this can trace back, we're starting to link it all the way back to, you know, our teens, to being, even for women and hormonally, you know, studies showing, but just taking sleep aids can kind of turn down that production of memory and cause Alzheimer's, something as simple as Benadryl. So there's all these different assets that are kind of putting our brains on fire, from food to digestion to you name it. Can you speak a little bit about the neuroregenerative power of H2?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we've seen the impact of hydrogen on the brain in a really a wide variety of different circumstances, whether it's with autism in younger kids or ADHD to, you know, brain fog. And I guess I call it sort of mental endurance issues, like mental burnout with, you know, people in their 20s, 30s, 40s. And then with the neurodegenerative diseases, you know, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and even you know, concussions and, you know, those types of related symptoms, CTE, all that kind of stuff. We work with a bunch of ex-NFL athletes as well. There's a critical connection between inflammation in the brain and oxidative stress in the brain and mitochondrial dysfunction and the proliferation of all these different diseases. Whatever's causing those elevated levels of oxidative stress and inflammation might be different in different cases, but it all kind of boils down to the same type of thing. And plus, a lot of people don't realize, but you know, the mitochondria, if you were to study anatomy when you were in high school, you would think that maybe there's only one or two mitochondria in the cell, and that's where the energy is really being produced. But even more than that, it's the mitochondria has such a critical aspect on really all functions of the cell and therefore all functions in the body. But the brain cells, the neurons in your brain, you have more mitochondria in them than any other cell in your body and are therefore using up so much more energy than any other cell in your body. And if you have dysfunction in those mitochondria, or you have fewer mitochondria than you should have in your brain, it's going to have a really detrimental effect. And so hydrogen does a whole bunch of different things when it comes to the brain, as far as, you know, the inflammation component and the oxidative stress component. We know it's able to easily pass through that blood-brain barrier. And actually, while it's passing through the blood-brain barrier, it can actually improve the integrity of that barrier, because, you know, a lot of people talk about leaky gut. Well, there's an issue with leaky brain as well. I mean, you can have different types of toxins and inflammatory substances that can get into your brain if your blood-brain barrier isn't functioning properly, and hydrogen can help to preserve the integrity there. But also, when it comes to the mitochondrial dysfunction, hormonal imbalances, you know, hydrogen is having the signaling effect on over 200 different biomolecules in the body. And so it's upregulating brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is, you know, stimulates the growth of more brain cells, but it's also stimulating mitochondrial biogenesis, which is helping the production of more mitochondria within those cells. So you're getting more brain cells, you're getting more mitochondria in those cells. So your brain can start to function, you know, on a much, much higher level. So we have people who are high-performing executives using this almost like a nootropic, but we also have people with that beginning stages of neurodegenerative disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, who are using this to help to preserve their brain function. And also younger kids who are actually getting off of a lot of these study drug or ADHD medications like Vyvanse and Adderall and stuff like that, which help people focus, but they do affect your personality and they're not without potentially detrimental side effects. And the cool thing is that hydrogen can do all these things and has, I think, far greater therapeutic potential that we'll soon discover with more studies. But the safety profile is so incredibly perfect. I mean, there's no negative side effects. There's no way to take too much hydrogen. And so anybody can use hydrogen without fear of having sort of any sort of adverse reaction to it. And you know, while there may be some slight detoxification symptoms for some people in the beginning, in the long run, the only side effects that you have when you have hydrogen are unexpected benefits that you didn't plan on having. And so it's really an exciting field to be in, and especially when it comes to the brain. And I come from a family of neurologists, so very skeptical, very conservative people in the medical community that I'm connected with, who when I showed this data to originally, or showed the information to about hydrogen originally, including my dad, who's a retired neurologist, said, oh yeah, this is just snake oil. But once I started showing him the studies of what's going on with Parkinson's patients and Alzheimer's patients, in fact, there's actually a very recent really compelling Alzheimer's study, clinical Alzheimer's study that was done. He started looking at the data. He was blown away. He'll admit, and a lot of people in the medical community, if you really get them to be completely transparent with you, will say the drugs that are given for Parkinson's and for Alzheimer's and for some of these other neurological conditions, nobody actually really knows if they're going to be effective for that person.
Right.
But they do know for a fact that there are going to be side effects. So why not use something that may be just as effective, if not more, with no side effects, and something that you can use repeatedly throughout the rest of your life, and also has, you know, added benefits of improved energy and body composition and skin and sleep quality and all these different types of things that hydrogen can help out with.
Yeah. I think, you know, I think about all the clients that I have and their kids, I mean, their schedules are packed full with hockey tournaments. And, you know, you just think about all of these young sports, and we're a very competitive area out here with sports. And I mean, just great schools, but just getting these kids drinking molecular hydrogen water on a consistent basis after games and just, you know, supplementing with it, I think is an absolute win-win. I'm seeing just as big of an issue with bioavailability, especially when I go to formulate a CBD product or any kind of cannabis product coming out there. I mean, just like H2, the research studies are vast, but really what we need to start focusing on in as an industry is bioavailability. You know, what you're spending is where it's going, and it's efficient, and it's supporting the body without any side effects, to your point.
For sure.
With H2, you know, basically if you're drinking it, kind of to your point, what is not used will squander and be removed from the body. When it comes to detoxification, right? So getting over the blood-brain barrier, how do you just take like one more quick minute on detoxification and the benefits of H2 and detoxification?
As, you know, essentially just to keep it as easy to understand as possible, just going back to hydrogen being a cell balancing molecule and having it, you know, being a regulator of a variety of different pathways, if there are toxic assaults in the body or toxins that your cells are holding on to, hydrogen is going to turn on and turn off various detoxification pathways that are critical for helping your body rid themselves of these toxins. It's not like a stimulant that is artificially boosting any kind of detoxification pathway, but it's simply activating and improving your body's own ability to rid yourself of these toxins. Okay. Because the natural state of your body truly is to be as healthy as possible. And so hydrogen is just going to essentially the body do what it needs to do. And the great thing about drinking the hydrogen-rich water is that you're going to end up drinking a lot more water anyway, which is going to facilitate the detoxification itself as well.
Yeah.
One of the really interesting things about hydrogen is that, you know, hydrogen seems to activate certain hormones and enzymes and proteins that mimic autophagy and mimic the benefits of fasting without having to fast for longer periods of time. Another added benefit of using hydrogen water with fasting is that it just makes fasting so much easier because you have a lot more energy. It cuts down on your cravings and withdrawal symptoms from not having food. And it can really make your fast, you know, quite pleasurable and quite easy.
So moving on to kind of a last topic, I am in the beauty industry as owning an organic salon and my own skincare line. There is an epidemic going on with dermal ailments. So psoriasis, eczema, which again links to inflammation in the body, mitochondrial dysfunction. It's different for everybody, you know, and to your point, the 80-20 rule, 80%, you know, when we talk about genetic regulation, 80% is environmental and 20% is encoded, right? So we have this profound power when it comes to anti-aging, which I don't like that notation, when it comes to aging well, and when it comes to skin benefits. Can you give us a little bit of a breakdown for that for women that are interested in what the beauty aspects are when it comes to H2?
Absolutely, yeah. And it really comes back down to oxidative stress, that key phrase again, because the skin has really been shown to be highly vulnerable to oxidative stress. And since we're all being exposed to increased amounts of environmental factors such as, you know, pollutants and smoke and toxic chemicals, et cetera, even from, you know, before the time we were born, you know, these heightened levels of certain free radicals and heightened levels of oxidative stress can really damage skin cells and can lead to a whole bunch of things, whether it's acne to, you know, dermatitis to skin cancer to psoriasis to, you know, increased aging via, you know, DNA damage and all types of different things. With these scientific studies that we've seen with hydrogen, we've seen that because of its sort of antioxidative stress effects, it may be able to significantly reduce redness and inflammation, which obviously plays a huge role in, you know, acne and rosacea and all those different types of spectrum of conditions. It might even help to combat DNA damage and, you know, support healthy immune balance. But also your skin is a direct result of what's going on internally. And when you're drinking hydrogen-rich water, it has a profound effect on your digestive system and your gut flora, and also just, you know, the inflammation throughout every organ in your body. Because it has that comprehensive effect, it's really going to have a profound ability to improve the skin's resilience and improve the look and feel of your skin. I mean, we've gotten hundreds of our clients coming back to us saying, you know, I didn't really expect this, but my skin feels and looks so much better. And people are telling me that I look younger and that I'm more vibrant and I'm glowing. And with people who have really severe conditions, whether it's, you know, cystic acne or psoriasis, we are seeing remarkable results. By preventing DNA damage and preventing, you know, the chronic inflammation and allowing the skin to do what it naturally should be doing, you're just going to have a much more vibrant and resilient and youthful look just by adding in, you know, hydrogen into your regimen.
Yeah. I think that's great. The ultimate pro-aging molecule, we'll rename it. I think that's great. Jeff, there is a lot going on with Trucy, and, you know, position us where you see H2 moving and where Trucy is heading, mm-hmm. you know, in the next coming, you know, 3 to 6 months. What should we expect?
Good question. So we're still conducting our case study with our molecular hydrogen water system. So we're always looking for more applicants for that and continuing to grow the research and the anecdotal evidence that we're seeing with our water systems. We also have our hydrogen producing tablets that are magnesium based tablets that are becoming really popular in the biohacking world and the health and wellness world, and I know you're a huge proponent of them. The next big thing for hydrogen is that it's going to go mainstream. It's going to be available in ready to drink containers at your grocery store, at your health food store, at your gas station, at your drugstore, and we're actually going to be coming out with the most highly concentrated, ready-to-drink, hydrogen-rich water that's ever been put in a container. And they'll be in these little 8.3-ounce cans, kind of like a Red Bull. So if you need to get your fix of hydrogen for the day, you'll crack open one of these cans, and there'll be a high concentration of hydrogen molecules already preloaded into the water that you'll be able to enjoy. And it's shelf-stable for up to a year, maybe even longer than that. And, you know, we really see this as becoming something that every single person on the planet can enjoy without having to even really think about it too much.
Right.
You know, crystal clear water. We're actually going to have, you know, some natural sports beverages. We're going to have cold brew coffee that's going to be infused with hydrogen. And so it's the most non-disruptive biohack that you can incorporate into your life. And we're already seeing a lot of biohacks starting to become mainstream, and a lot of athletes who are adopting certain things like cryotherapy and ice baths and infrared sauna. But when it comes to ease of use, there's nothing that's easier than this. And the industry is going to continue to grow and get bigger and bigger, and there's going to be more entries into this industry as well. But we are hell-bent on being the gold standard in the industry, not only in America, but around the world. And we believe that with our ready-to-drink beverages adding into our arsenal of the tablets and the water systems and soon-to-be-released inhalation devices that are going to be coming out in the near future, you know, the future is incredibly bright for hydrogen. And one more thing that would interest your clients that I can tease just a little bit. I don't know when the release date is going to be, but hydrogen has a profound effect on the skin as well. So if you're able to infuse hydrogen into a skincare product that you can immediately then get onto your skin, let's say like a rose water or a pH balance, you know, facial mist or toner or something like that, and you use that as the delivery mechanism to spray hydrogen onto your face, there's also a really profound effect that hydrogen can have there. And so we're actually working on some products that are going to be facial and beauty products for hydrogen. Maybe not in the next 3 months, but definitely by the end of the year, you'll be hearing a lot about that.
That's great. when you're looking at, you know, your product,
yes,
on another product, what should they be looking for? And what exactly does PPM, does that mean for somebody that has no idea what that is?
For sure. So parts per million is mm-hmm. PPM. And that basically is a way to measure the concentration of hydrogen molecules in any particular vessel or solution. So like a glass of water or a can, and it equates to how many milligrams per liter you're going to get. If you were to drink a liter of that water, you would get X amount of milligrams. And there is a minimum therapeutic effective dose of hydrogen that you need to get per day to have these results. We're not exactly sure definitively what it is, and it might differ per person, but it's somewhere between 1.7 and 7 milligrams per day, depending on the person, depending on the health condition. But it does seem that hydrogen has this dose-dependent effect. So more hydrogen molecules in the body equals more profound results. And if you look around at the different hydrogen products in the industry, there's some that are very good, but not all hydrogen products are created equal. And you have to make sure that you're getting ones that have a high parts per million, high milligrams per liter in their product, or else, you know, you're going to get a company claiming that there's hydrogen in their product, but there's a negligible amount of hydrogen in there, and they're just using it for marketing purposes. And so for us, we recognized that immediately when we started developing our products. And so our systems, our tablets, and now our cans produce the highest concentration of hydrogen molecules in water that you can possibly get, which means you're going to get more over the course of the day if you're really drinking a ton of the water. But also, if you find that drinking water is difficult, like for example, if you're chronically ill and, you know, drinking a lot of water is tough for you, you can drink less of this water and get a much more profound effect because it's more concentrated. And so when you're looking for hydrogen products, whether it's ours or anybody else's, make sure that there's a high concentration, at least above 1.7, but we would say at least above, you know, somewhere between 3 and 5 parts per million would be ideal. And, you know, that's something critical to pay attention to as the hydrogen industry gets more and more popular and continues to grow, because there'll be a lot of entries into this industry with people claiming that there's hydrogen in their products but won't talk about the PPM, just to kind of...
So specifically, it's 3 to 5.
Somewhere around there, I think, is pretty safe. Okay. Sometimes even more is better. If you're really chronically inflamed, or if you're competing at an elite level when it comes to fitness, sure, or even if you're just a weekend warrior who loves to go to CrossFit,
right,
you're building up a ton of oxidative stress in your body. So more hydrogen molecules, the better. And there's no way to overdose on it. So we figure megadose on hydrogen, and then you're going to get the most therapeutic benefits and most profound effects.
Great. Thank you, Jeff. I am going to close this out, and I'm going to leave with one personal question. And that is, on a personal level, Jeff, one is one thing on the Awaken Beauty podcast that you have awakened to as of late, as personally you've awakened to.
You know, for me, my biggest thing is always self-awareness. And I'm always trying to learn more and more things about myself as time goes on, and as I'm being put in new situations. And so lately, because we've been growing so quickly, and because in certain cases we are a little overextended, for me, it's really been having the observer's mind and recognizing when I'm in a period of high stress and not getting too in my own head, but taking a time to step back and get out of my head and be able to really thrive in those high stress, high pressure environments. Just continuing to cultivate that self-awareness for me isn't a huge epiphany per se, but it's been something that's been continual and growing for me as time goes by. So I think that's the biggest thing that I've picked up on recently.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. It's important for us all.
For sure.
So Jeff, where can we find you, and where can we find Trucy?
So you can check us out at trucy.com, and we're spelled T-R-U-S-I-I.com. If you are a biohacker, we're going to be in two places physically in the near future. The beginning of April, we're going to be at the 6th annual biohacking conference here in Los Angeles, hosted by Upgrade Labs, which is Dave Asprey's former Bulletproof Labs outfit. And then later on in the month, we're going to be at Paleo FX in Austin. And there's a lot more biohacking technology that's being introduced into that conference. So if you are in the neighborhood and you want to, you know, come meet up with us in person, we will be there as well.
That's great. Jeff, well, thank you. I have to say, TrueSea has been one great addition to my own personal life. You know, I'm a very busy business owner and overstretched in many areas of my own life, just like you. And for me personally, you know, digestion has really, really improved. I think women deal with a lot of bloating, a lot of different issues with digestion. Cognitivity, you know, I'm a little bit of an ADHD. It's just being able to focus with everything on my plate has been tremendous as well. And I have to tell you, sleep. I mean, dreaming and waking up, remembering my dreams again has been really great, right? Because that's where
those vivid dreams,
the subconscious lies. So thank you. Right. Allowing me to become more present in my life from being able to dream better. So thank you and Will and TrueSea and everything that you're doing for the thousands of people out there. And so everybody can kind of see, these are the tabs. So they literally are just little tablets, got a little bit of magnesium. Then everybody needs a little bit of magnesium. It has over, you know, 300 different interactions with the body. And then these guys, believe me, it has copper lining in it. Is that correct?
So it's two layers of stainless steel, and there's a copper lining sandwiched in between those stainless steel, because you don't necessarily want copper interacting with your water, but it does help to increase the conductivity and keep the water at the ideal temperature.
So that's how I infuse. So thank you, Jeff, for joining the Awaken Beauty podcast. And thank you, all of you Awaken Beauties. Thank you for joining Jeff and I today. And just a quick note, please subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And if you can, leave your personal aha that Jeff or I awakened you to today so that other women can become just as awakened as you were on this specific episode. It means the world to me. It's how other people find our podcast. And by taking that quick action, you know, others can find us. So thank you for that. And if you're interested in learning more about natural and organic beauty and skincare, you can go to evokebeauty.com, EVOQ.com. And then again, if you go to the TrueSea website, TrueSii.com, and you type in Awaken H2, you will receive 30% off your own tablets of H2 TrueSea molecular hydrogen tablets. So thank you again. I look forward to joining us on the next Awaken Beauty podcast.
Hello, Awaken Beauties. Thank you for joining Cassandra today. Were you inspired to bring your sexy back? Please like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Interested in high quality natural products for your hair, skin, and wellness? Please visit evokebeauty.com. Again, that's evokebeauty.com. EVOQbeauty.com. Until next time, stay sane, get sleep, and bring your sexy back.